But certainly it's true in the media. No question about it. I mean, the big stars are Ludacris and Snoop Dogg and Puff Daddy and a bunch of athletes. So, you know, Cosby is teed off about it. And he understands that if you don't have education, very hard to make it. And I, you know, perhaps he should have phrased it differently. Russell, Lebanon, Missouri, go.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
I totally agree with that last caller there, and I'm taking this step further. I think the main problem is with these lower-income families is kind of along with your poll question, income redistribution. We give something, it's something for nothing. I mean, you can't learn accountability or anything. And I was glad that Bill Cosby said what he said. I think it proves another point that groups like the NAACP, they may say they're fighting for equal protection for minorities. They're not fighting for that. They're fighting for preferential treatment.
I agree with you. I think the NAACP has lost all its bearings, just like the ACLU has. It's gone into a far-left position of, you owe us. You, white America, owe us. And we're going to collect on that debt. That's what their position is. Let's go to Liz in Honolulu. Liz, what say you?
Hi, Bill. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that Bill Cosby has always been an advocate for education and even more so for black Americans. And that's what he was focusing on, his people, because he wants to help the young community. And not to say that he's a racist. I think that he's far from it. Not to say that, you know, all young people in general need education. I think his focus is young black Americans.
Yeah, I think his motivation was good. I agree with you, Liz. And I'm not offended by what he says, because how could I be? I mean, I'm the most offensive guy in town. But I understand why some people might want the phrases to be a little bit different. We'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly.
Paying too much for life insurance? Hi, I'm Carol with Life Quotes. A 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of term life insurance for only $20 a month. For free written quotes, call 800-670-LIFE, 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com.
Issued and underwritten by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana. GTO 10-year preferred best non-tobacco rate class form LBT 100, available and licensed in most states. California license OC388891.
Imagine never having to ask for directions again. Is that possible? It is now with the Magellan Roadmate 700 portable GPS auto navigation system. No more large folded paper maps. No more computer printouts. The Magellan Roadmate 700 offers the convenience of a personal assistant and the accuracy of global satellite navigation. Just turn it on, select your destination, and go. You can find it at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other electronics retailers. Or visit MagellanGPS.com.
Home season 2 of the Emmy Award-winning West Wing on DVD.
Multiple gunshots were fired in President Bartlett.
The season that began with a bullet.
Is the president dead?
And the tension never let up.
I need a doctor! I need help!
On DVD, see footage never shown in the original broadcast. A tour of the Oval Office.
Welcome to the White House.
An introspective look at the making of an episode. And much more.
The day's over, Toby. We'll live to fight another one.
Buy the West Wing. The complete second season now on DVD. And also available, the complete first season.
How do you know you're buying the right used vehicle? Will the sales guy give you a thumbs up? Will your gut say, hey, this is the one? Or will you rely on a sign from above, like a GM-certified used vehicle sign? One that says every GM-certified vehicle on the lot has been fully inspected and reconditioned. Plus, now qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Now that's a sign. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 6/30/04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Tonight, the best night of TV is even bigger, starting with a special CSI at 8, 7 Central. Then, we've saved the wildest CSI for last.
I am a creature.
And it's guaranteed to blow your mind.
Head of a lion, body of a goat, tail of a dragon.
The CSI season finale. Plus, you've never seen a missing persons case like this before. An entire family vanishes at sea.
I got a body on board, gunshot to the head, everyone else is missing.
The season finale of Without a Trace. CBS Tonight.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-508-0404. You'll get a free sample of Tempur material, a free better sleep video, and a 90-day tryout certificate. That's 1-800-508-0404.
Howard Stern on your way to work. John and Mike on your way home. 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, tonight we're going to continue our reporting on the Cosby incident. We're also going to tell you about what President Bush said to the Republican senators behind closed doors at the Capitol Hill meeting took place this morning. We've got Trent Lott and Lindsey Graham coming on in. New poll out says Bush and Kerry neck and neck, dead heat. So that should be an interesting election coming up, but there are going to be two or three big things between now and November. I just know it, and that's going to define who wins the election. Debates are going to be very important. They're not going to let me moderate the debates. No.
That would be so good. Of course, you just wouldn't be able to keep yourself back, though.
See, Fox should have political idol.
Yeah.
Have me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you'd be the
me
judge.
Me and Paula Abdul.
Right.
And we'll have them give their little speeches and, that was a terrible speech. I'll be Simon.
Right. I liked it.
You'd be the
tough guy. No.
I'm a little bit too much for for them at the debate level. Although, you know, what I would do would be just say I'd have a little buzzer when they didn't answer the question.
Right.
The buzzer would go off.
Electrical.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have to be rude and interrupt them. The buzzer would be.
Just a shock.
Or maybe we'd have a little button that said, "You are spinning," you know, when you hit that.
Maybe go into like a little spin machine or something.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see if both Kerry and the president come on the factor, because we've invited them both on. Want to get them around the times of their respective conventions for a big sit-down,
right.
And we're hoping they do. Certainly would benefit them both to do so, because if they acquit themselves well, they're gonna get some votes, and they need every vote. Every vote they need. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
My fans are energized.
Howard rules.
Howard is great.
Stern rules.
Howard rules, man.
I love Howard Stern.
He should run for president.
United would never be defeated.
The greatest thing ever invented in this world. Howard is God.
Howard Stern's the best.
Life has no meaning without Stern.
Stay on the air, Howard. Please, please, please.
They just need a cause. And their cause is me. You know why I'm their cause? Because in the morning, they got something to listen to.
Howard Stern. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
Who's America's most reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless. But don't take our word for it. Just listen to what people are saying.
I love it. It is really the best service out there.
I recommend it to anybody who asks me.
Verizon is just the best service out right now. That's just what I got to say about it.
It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
It's the best service.
The word is out. When it comes to wireless that works in more places coast to coast, more people are choosing Verizon Wireless. Isn't it time you switch to the wireless service that works more reliably than any other?
It's nationwide. I can call anybody. It's easy.
The service is better. It's great.
It's just reliable.
You don't have to question whether it's going to work or not.
I had AT&T and nothing compares to Verizon.
If you're going to switch, you have to switch to Verizon.
Switch today. Just stop by Verizon Wireless or call 1-800 to join in. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to customer agreement and calling plan.
If people have other services, I tell them just dump it and get Verizon.
Ah, spring. The birds are singing, the grass is growing, and new Sleep Number beds are arriving at Select Comfort. This year, why not make a clean sweep for better sleep with our most luxurious Sleep Number bed ever? Featuring a plush mattress that's 16 inches thick, it's got several added features that help you further customize the way you sleep. As the seasons change, so can your new Sleep Number bed. Its new reversible pillow top lets you sleep on a cool, silky side or a warm, knit side. And of course, like all our Sleep Number beds, you set the comfort and firmness on your side of the bed to your exact preference, your Sleep Number, at the push of a button. Couples love it. It even comes with a sleek new remote control with a special memory button that remembers your favorite Sleep Number setting. It's Select Comfort's most innovative bed ever. Come discover the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. comfort. Visit Towson Town Center, the Mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, Marley Station, Lake Forest Shopping Center, White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills, White Flint, and Potomac Mills.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
The following is a special notice to all new import buyers. Through this Sunday, one of the largest Honda distribution centers on the East Coast will be offering never-to-be-repeated prices on hundreds of new Hondas. Through this Sunday, manufacturers' prices on new 2004 Pilots, Odyssey, CRVs, Civics, and Accords will be disregarded. Instead, the lowest prices since these models were introduced in October will be offered. In addition, qualified buyers will be offered the lowest possible finance rate. This event will feature one of the largest selections of new Hondas on the East Coast. Plus, all buyers will be given free oil and lube maintenance on their new Honda for the next 2 years, and the highest possible trade-in allowances for their old car. But act soon. The lowest prices since the 2004s were introduced in October are in effect only through this Sunday at only one location in the metro area, Rosenthal Honda, on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner. For more information, call 703-749-6600. 749-6600.
Can we remember our honeymoon?
Oh, yeah. How could I... What, did I forget our anniversary?
Not yet. Oh. But remember that place on the beach with the thatched roof and those fans shaped like palm leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
When?
Every day.
This spring, come to Lowe's and let your ideas travel. Whether you dream of tropical islands or the ancient Orient, Lowe's has the kind of exotic ceiling fans that help make the place you live the place you love. You'll find unique new fans from Casablanca, Hunter, and Harbor Breeze that you won't find at any other home improvement center in the country. And Lowe's has them at Lowe's prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Who knew a ceiling fan could have this kind of effect on a room?
I did, remember?
Yes, you did. That's why I married you.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Now's the perfect time to come to Lowe's for ceiling fans. Spend $98 or more on Kitchler, Harbor Breeze, or Hunter fans, and you'll get a mail-in form good for a $20 Lowe's gift card free. This offer's not valid on Casablanca and Hunter's Designer's Choice fans and expires 6604. See store, Lowe's.com, or printed advertising for details.
Good things come to those who wait. Well, you can throw that out the window, because this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Kay Jennings Springfield Toyota is having its pre-Memorial Day sale, and here are three reasons to come early. One, get 1.9% APR for 5 years. Two, get the absolute lowest price on any Toyota of your choice. And three, a six-year, 100,000-mile Toyota service contract just by mentioning this commercial. So if you're the type that doesn't like to wait till the last minute, then get to Kay Jennings Springfield Toyota for the pre-Memorial Day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't wait till the end of the month to shop for your new Toyota. Get the lowest price of the year now with 1.9% financing and a six-year, 100,000-mile service contract at no additional charge. Just mention this commercial this weekend at Springfield Toyota. APR on approved credit on select model. Special offers not valid on prior sales. Shop Springfield Toyota for the best selection of new Toyotas this weekend. Kay Jennings Springfield Toyota, the friendly dealer at 6570 Amherst Avenue. Online at springfieldtoyota.com or 1-800-TOYOTA-4. $17.49 per thousand finance.
Ah, at last, a gourmet soup to enjoy without leaving your desk. It's our incredible soups in a cup, made country style. Namely, whichever country gives our factory the biggest tax break. Just gently stir in boiling water, and you'll be astonished how much our soup tastes like boiling water. Carrots, peas, spices, all completely overwhelmed by a medley of preservatives, so your soup will keep until you're very, very, very desperate.
Want a real soup? Try the new signature Tuscan tomato basil bisque. Now at Safeway, we start with fresh tomatoes ripened on the vine and slowly simmer in real chicken stock. We accent with basil-infused olive oil from Napa Valley. And to finish, we use dairy-fresh cream and whipped butter. Tuscan tomato basil bisque is one of 12 hearty signature soups to choose from. Each one is just like homemade. You just can't stop thinking about Safeway signature soups. Exclusively at Safeway.
And of course, the Hyundai Sonata comes standard with CD player, 6 speakers, and I'll tell you one more thing.
Did you tell him, Hal?
Well, I was just about to.
Whoa, who's that, and what are you supposed to tell me, Hal?
I'm the Hyundai dealership PA announcer. I wanted Hal to be sure to tell you Hyundai Sonata was just named highest-ranked entry mid-sized car in initial quality by J.D. Power & Associates.
I was just about to tell.
Well, I should think so. That's big news, Hal.
And it's that commitment to quality that lets Hyundai offer America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
Another good point, Hal.
And right now, get $2,000 cash back.
Oh, I've heard enough, Hal. I want my Hyundai Sonata.
Okay.
Sure. You're good, Hal.
For a short time, get $2,000 cash back on a 2004 Hyundai Sonata. That's $2,000 cash back. So don't walk. Run to your nearest Hyundai dealer today.
Cash back when you purchase a new 2004 model from dealer stock. See dealer for limited warranty details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Pa, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, Pa, you ought to try a little Frank Sheeran yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best Dad Byrne dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best Dad Byrne dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Oz. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song like Sourwood Mountain?
Hey, yeah.
And we Cartwrights will take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Adam, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
You've
with
been
us.
You've practicing? Yeah.
Ready, boys? Ready, Pa? Here we go. Start the music, Slim.
Still ready. Did you?
Bill Smith with Freddie the Disco Frog. Oh, yeah, on the Don and Mike Show. Now, let's do the spinners.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob. Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. And welcome. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, dude. And welcome again, everybody, to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on the mighty 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m., I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and that was a classic piece of disco from Major Bill Smith. Now, moving on to the Best of Don and Mike. To buy things on the internet a few years back was a very risky proposition, and Mike found out the hard way when he tried to buy a tanning bed. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I would like to ask Mike to tell us about something that he has talked about very clandestine-like on this show the last 6 or 7 months.
A lot of this will be, I'm going to tell you what happened without a lot of detail.
If you've been listening, though...
I can't do it because it's still going on.
Like when we were talking about eBay or something. Mike would say, oh, watch out for eBay. And then we'd say, do you want to talk about it? And Mike would say, no, I can't talk about it. And I think yesterday when we were talking about the show Survivor... Mm-hmm. We asked you if you had seen the show Survivor, and you said...
I was getting ready for a trial.
You were getting ready for a trial.
That's where my little experience with eBay, and not specifically with eBay, with buying something from somebody on the internet, where it ended up, where I was actually...
Yeah, but it was on eBay.
It was on eBay where
the problem started.
Where the problem started, and ended up in a courtroom yesterday, and it's still a matter that hasn't been resolved to our satisfaction. And this is just really... I want to say you got to really... Everybody knows that you don't know who you're dealing with a lot of times on the internet, but this is a horror story that we've been going through for, this is since well before last Thanksgiving that this has been going on. And this was a tanning bed that my wife wanted to buy, and she saw it, I think it was on eBay. And you know, you got to bear with me here because, frankly, I came into this at a later time. My wife is on eBay all the time. I'm not. I don't go on that website. And she's had a lot of success doing a lot of different transactions. This is one that went bad, went very, very bad. And I think the moral of the story that I would tell everybody before I start to tell you all the details is just... Don't transact any business until you've got the goods. And you can do that. There are many ways of doing that.
And when you're on eBay, there are some people who will say, I won't send you the stuff until you send me the money.
And you never do that.
And your message would be, have them send you the stuff first,
absolutely.
And then you send them the money.
This was a situation where we actually wired some money to this person. And it ended up where we didn't get the tanning bed, and we lost contact, and we tried to make contact, and this went on and on and on. We're supposed to get it 2 weeks after we sent the money. Nothing happened. Then there would be more contact with this individual. Nothing would happen. Then there would be more contact. It got to the point
where... Tell them about the stories. I mean, didn't they tell you stories like...
I can't go into details about what stories, because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the main reason why. And I'll tell you the end of this. This is something that resulted in a trial where there was a charge of felony fraud, and this is someone who was found not guilty yesterday of felony fraud.
Yeah, go figure this.
So I'm open to all sorts of stuff if I tell the details until and it sucks. I wish I could.
Well, suffice to say, they came up with a variety of reasons.
Oh, there were reasons
why you didn't have the tanning bed. Mike would come in the office and sit me down and say, okay, here's the reason today we don't have the tanning bed.
The way I understand it is this person was found not guilty of felony fraud because there was not intent. So we couldn't prove intent. It wasn't us that we couldn't prove it. It was that the people that were prosecuting couldn't prove this. Because it got to a point where we could not get the product, and we couldn't get our money back, and we finally just called a cop. I think I mentioned that one time on the show, mm-hmm. where we called an officer, and I'll mention this guy's name. His name was Officer Graves. He was a great guy, and he did a great job.
Peter Graves.
Peter Graves. No. And he really did a good job for us. And it's a guy I'd never met before. He came to the house. He took a report. And we were so frustrated, we didn't have any other options. We didn't know what to do, because we had not received the goods, and we hadn't received any money back, and we did not know what to do. We were at an absolute loss. This went on and on and on. Even when, when police were brought in, there was no tanning bed, there was no money, and it was just absolutely, this thing ended where it went to trial yesterday, because we hadn't gotten it, and we still don't have a tanning bed, and we don't have our money
back.
And
that's what's the most amazing thing, why I urge Mike to talk about this today, because you sent the money in good faith They got the money. You never got your tanning bed.
Never got the tanning bed.
You went through every step legally you're supposed to go to.
Absolutely.
Mike came in yesterday and said, I can't believe this.
I couldn't believe it.
Found not, the people found not guilty.
Right, and we still don't. And while I think I was not there at the reading of the verdict because I had to come to work. Mm-hmm. But my wife explained to me that apparently at the end of this trial, the individual that we're dealing with was told, you still have a contract and you have to honor that contract. So here we are back to square one and we're going to contact this person. And, you know, at a certain point, this became, we didn't want the goods because we just wanted our money back because we didn't want to have to wait anymore. And then we had lost all faith in the whole system. You know, to make a long story short, what this really ended, this is really one of the most frustrating things I've ever gone through. And it's even more frustrating for my wife because the correspondence leading up to this was all very cordial, was very nice, you know, with details about the product, with what you have to do to prepare your house for the product. And it was very, very, there was a lot of generation of excitement about this. And it really, really, you know my wife. I mean, she likes to think the best of people and the thing, except me, of course.
How you beat me to the punch on that.
Well, you know, like all our wives. But she really, she was really going on good faith. And this thing ended up where we were sitting yesterday. I'm up on a witness stand in a courtroom explaining, feeling like I'm on trial. When we don't have the product and we don't have our money back and we're still going on with this, and because we couldn't prove that there was intent to do anything malicious, we are left back to square one. And all I can tell people is just be extremely careful with any transaction you make on the internet, because you never know what's going to happen. And you know something? I don't know this individual that we've done this business with. I still do not. I don't know what the motivation is. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know any of it.
And you got to wonder how many other people this person allegedly sold tanning beds to, mm-hmm, who didn't have the balls that you did
know
to take it to the next level.
Right.
Because, you know, although it's on a much smaller scale, I told you about a month and a half ago, I got ripped, mm-hmm, off on a box of cigars.
Right.
Well, I ended up just giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and
what
many
can you
people
do?
And know, many people do.
They got your money. What can you do?
One of the things I was told yesterday, and one of the things that I was discussing either with one of the officers or with someone yesterday, was that this is new territory. This is brand new stuff. There aren't even laws on the books governing this stuff. And you can talk about people that lose tremendous amounts of money and never get it back. And there's no way of protecting them because it's so new that there's nothing on the
book. Then, but what about this?
Certainly isn't anything on the book now.
Sure you get asked this, though.
Yeah.
You would think that if you went to court with somebody and you said, listen, they sent us a letter saying they had a tanning bed. We sent them the money. We never got the tanning bed.
Right.
That seems to be an easy open and shut case.
Yeah. I don't
that the
know.
Judge would say,
I
you know what?
So.
Did the judge say to the person, did you take the money?
You know something? Because I was a witness in this trial, I had to sit outside for the whole trial. So I didn't hear any of that stuff going on. And my wife had to do the same thing. She had to sit for most of the, until she was up on the stand. And it was something that at the very end, it was intent. It had something to do with, I don't, you know what? It's a legal thing that is so confusing. All I know is the only facts that I'm aware of is that, yeah, we don't have our money back. We don't have a tanning bed. We are sitting here in this situation. And it was a frustration level, the likes of which I just hope nobody has to go through something like this. But I'll tell you, I don't regret going through it because, you know, I think I still believe that I went through the right channels. It just came down to the very end where, you know, where we were sitting there and it didn't go our way and we're back to square one. But I tell you, it is not over for us. We're going to continue to pursue this thing.
Good.
And if we don't get satisfaction, we're going to still, I mean, we're going to hold on to this and get this thing resolved to our satisfaction. You know, for my doing, if it, you know, at this point,
yeah,
I'd much rather have my money back than have the product. But if that's what if that's what the court says, that we still have a contract and that's the way it's going to work.
How pissed were you yesterday?
I was so pissed.
When you left and you realized.
I was so pissed.
You went to goddamn court,
mm-hmm,
and you still didn't get your money back or get the tanning back, and she could still leave.
And that was it. That's the way it ended. And I'll tell you right now, it was yesterday was just a very, very frustrating day because, you know, you... I don't want to slam the cop that took care of this, because he did an incredible job. That side of law enforcement, you know, I felt like we were heard, and I felt like the wheels of justice were progressing the way they should. But I felt yesterday kind of empty at the end of this, and sure. I felt very angry and very depressed, and saying, you know, why do you even go through it? You know, we're sitting here with only two facts I care about. We don't have a product, and we don't have our money. And it was a significant amount of money, and we were sitting there, and it was just very, very difficult to stomach this. You know, it was just, I don't know what to tell people other than just be extremely careful.
Well, there, listen,
also, when you buy things on the internet now, on most of these auction sites, on most of these, there is a what they call, I think it's called an escrow service, and you're talking about somebody who doesn't do a lot of this, so I don't do it. But you can put it, you know, especially if it's something where you're dealing with other individuals, not a business, you can put it in a little account, and then you don't release that money until the product hot little hand. And, you know, if we had done that, this situation never would have happened. It was something that I think really one of the problems was that going around the formal parameters of it, but it could have been a lot worse. It could, you know, if we'd used a credit card, we'd be SOL. We'd be completely SOL, you know, because it wouldn't have gotten to this point. But it's been,
yeah, but it's worse because with the credit card, don't you have some kind of protection on
card? Yeah, some protection. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, you can only be liable for like $50 or something. But I mean, this year, you're out the cash.
Absolutely. And right now, you know, we're back to square one with this, and you don't let it go, because you do want to, as you know, with that cigar thing, you want to just say, the hassle, the stress, all of this is so not worth it. But if you say that, you know, then the other person wins, and what's the point? You're the one that doesn't have a product. You're the one that hasn't gotten your money back. You got to pursue it.
And you know what? When I was talking about this with Frida last night and telling her what happened, I was
pretty dumbfounded when it went that way.
I started to lecture Frida, because Frida likes eBay. And I said, listen, this is why...
My wife loves eBay. Said, she's still on eBay, and she's had a great time on eBay.
I said, this is why you don't go to eBay, because you're buying other people's junk, and you don't know what you're getting, and you're dealing with people, and you can't trust people. That's why you only go to reputable businesses on the web. And then she turned to me, and she said, oh, like that reputable cigar shop that you ordered from on the internet.
I'll tell you, nobody could say... You know, nobody would have reason to, you know, slam eBay more than me. But I will tell you, it's not eBay. It's not. It's really, you know, what eBay does is give, it's like a giant garage sale. It gives people an opportunity to get rid of stuff and to maybe get stuff that they want that they wouldn't have. And that's not bad. What is a problem is that whenever you deal with anybody over the internet, you're dealing with people you don't know.
Okay,
and
hold on.
It's very difficult.
With people I'm talking to. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, you sure you still want that thing?
Well, that's not, you know, something, the way I understand it, and really, you know, I'm trying to be real careful here, because I'm giving the facts as I understand them. The only fact I know right now is, the way I understand it, we go back to square one with the contract, and it's an either-or situation. So, frankly, do I want, no, I don't. I don't want it at all. I mean, and neither does my wife. But we will take it, because that's what we can get based on the situation.
So what
the
you have
is.
To do now is
we'll take it and we'll sell it. I
you
mean,
have to
it.
Send
that issue is all done. I mean,
you have to send the person another copy of the contract saying we paid you for this, and you didn't send it back. Now, what if she still doesn't send you the tanning?
Then we pursue other avenues, and you know, those are very detailed, and I can't talk about those. But
right.
I tell you, we're not going to let go of it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
State's attorney's office. It happened to me twice. Both times it was resolved. They hammer them every time. You call the state's attorney for wherever the state is that you ordered this from.
Sir, I got to be honest with you. Yesterday, I was dealing with that. I'm not going to tell you what jurisdiction it was in. I dealt with, you know, it's just another word for the state's attorney. It's the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, though, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, eBay is there to buy CDs. You don't go out and buy a tanning bed.
Thank you, sir. Thank
all
you
right,
very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. Great
thank you.
Call.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now
show.
It's all clear to me.
Hello.
If
only you'd known.
If only he would have called 7 months ago, Mike.
Do you know that people buy automobiles?
People buy cars
homes.
And houses on eBay.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I was wondering if you knew that there's a service called Safe Harbor on eBay. It's, you're covered for anything over $25.
No, been there, done it. No, exactly. That's what I was saying about what you were, but it also, it goes up to what?
It's anything over $25.
No, no, it's not.
No, that's not the way it works?
Nope, not the way it works. I think it goes up to $200.
Oh, geez.
See, what you got to do is read the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, listen, you can bet that Mike has read the fine print
right,
on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what they do offer, what I mentioned before, it's an escrow service where you put your money in, and as I said, you don't get, the person doesn't get the money until you get the you know, the stuff, and it checks out okay. And then you have a couple of days to send it back if it's not what you want, and everybody's protected on that. And that's what everybody should do in every situation.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you guys, you know, there is a service on that eBay that you can fill out a profile for the guys that you bought this stuff from. And people can check those to make sure if they're somewhat reputable and people have had good luck with them.
Well, they're actually ratings that they give people on
right.
that.
I would encourage you guys to, you know, even you, Don, with the cigar thing, just go fill out bad ratings on these guys because then people won't buy from them.
Gee, I don't think we ever did that.
No, duh.
We've only been dealing with this since November.
Duh.
I don't think we ever did that, sir.
Okay, trying to ease some pain here.
I know you are, but pain. You're going back months.
But the, you know, this is something basic.
Hey,
if you go
maybe
on,
your listeners can help out.
If you go onto eBay, I mean, they have ratings for everybody.
They have ratings.
It's one of the main boxes you click on where you can find out
and
about
it's
the
significant.
Person.
I mean, and if somebody's, you know, if somebody's disreputable, they'll suspend them and they'll get a horrible rating, and it happens all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
I know you can't exactly do this with a tanning bed, Mike, but I've had proven success where I ask them to UPS it COD, where they are guaranteed their check as well as I'm guaranteed my merchandise.
Oh, this is all like 2020 stuff.
Right. It is. It is very, it's very,
you know,
very
hindsight
difficult.
Stuff.
I don't mean to get too technical, but, you know, you're guaranteed both ways.
Yeah, it is looking back, though. You know, I mean, it doesn't do us any good for this situation. I think one thing that is for sure is the way that it was done was totally incorrect on our end. I mean, we never would have done it, you know, the same way again. It was not the right way to do it. It just, you do occasionally go on, you know, on good faith, and it was foolish to do what we did. I'm just warning people, you know, never do it again. I don't want to see it happen to somebody else.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
If it helps ease the pain at all, I have a tanning bed I will give your wife. I don't have room for it.
No, don't worry. That's not necessary, but I appreciate it. I really do.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That hello there. Nice. Don and Mike Show.
Perfectly honest, the two words bother me right
hello.
Now.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I can understand
what,
that.
What are the, your wife?
Tanning bed.
Oh, I thought you meant the words your wife.
No, my wife and I are doing just fine. It's tanning bed. I just
hello.
Every time I hear those two words, it's like a little pain in the kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, have you mailed that check through the mail?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
Nope.
I was hoping you'd go after the postmaster for mail fraud.
Nope.
Just an idea.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you another thing that I wouldn't do the other day. That there was some cigar place online that I was going to order a box of cigars that I wanted. And rather than just fill out the secured form that a lot of things have, they said, go to something called PayPal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you type in your credit card number, and then the people at the store can log on there. And they can get the money through that.
It's a pay service, and I think it's reputable. I think
it scared me. I said,
I know it scared you because you didn't know about it, but I think it's actually, I don't know, but I think it's related to those same kind of escrow services
where
your money's not released until you okay it.
I wrote back, though, and I said, if you're a regular cigar store, why don't you just have a secured site? And he said, well, we're not ready for that. Try PayPal.
See, if they are using PayPal, I think they are not a regular store yet. They might just be some people with cigars.
Sounds hinky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to give Mike some legal advice. I'm not a lawyer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last
night. Okay, all right, now that is a funny phone call. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
And it'll reset my knee.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, you want me to take care of this problem for you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the type of guy you should have gone to in the beginning.
Believe me, I'm thinking about it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey. No problem. I'll take care of this for you.
Thanks so much.
Meet me in a parking lot. We'll talk about it. You got a brown bag?
Yeah, I do.
Fill it up. Put some money in it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Finally.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's the whole reason
show.
I talked about this.
Don and Mike.
To get a wise guy to call.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey.
You paid for that with a check, right?
No.
You paid for it with a credit card?
No.
How did you pay for it?
Wired it.
Oh, that's too bad. If you'd have paid for it with a credit card, there's the Fair Credit Lending Act.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, but it's also there are things that make a credit card more difficult and make it more easy. There, it goes both ways with a credit card. I'm not familiar with it. I'm not an expert about this stuff. You know, I'm a schlep.
Well, who is till it happens?
I'm a sucker. I'm a victim.
Mm-hmm. Who is till you get bent over the table? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I got bent over the table.
You know, it can't suck enough. If somebody says they have something. And I'm sure I'm not speaking about your case in particular, but I'm guessing that leading up until the time when they got your money, they were very cordial.
Lots
of correspondence back and forth.
Oh, yes.
And then as soon as they got the money, that's when all of a sudden you realized you couldn't get in touch with the person anymore.
That's the truth. That is a fact.
Right.
That is a fact.
Sucks.
You know, there was. It's not that I couldn't. It's that there was much less communication, and it was very difficult to get in touch with them.
Sucks on ice.
It does. I tell you, I just feel yesterday too. It wasn't even a thought in my mind that this situation wasn't going to get resolved to our satisfaction, and it enlightened me about the criminal justice system too.
Yeah.
I felt yesterday, one of the thoughts that crossed my mind yesterday, how must people feel if you go into that system and somebody walks out of that that's done something to you, like a murder or a robbery or a drive-by or, you know, a carjacking. And somebody, how must people feel in that situation? I can't understand how people even can keep it together to get to their car. I really, because, you know, on our tiny little thing, and really compared to the really awful stuff, mm-hmm. and when you're sitting in a courtroom like that and you're watching people just come in and all of this, you know, weird stuff, and most of the time it's like, okay, we'll see you in a month.
I'd be interested to know how it balances out. How many people walk out of a courtroom every day feeling let down by the legal system, and how many people walk out of a courtroom every day feeling vindicated with the legal system?
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, who knows? I
might have an opinion about that.
Yeah.
I might have an opinion, but I won't offer it to you now.
We all do. We all have that.
Hello,
opinion.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, buddy. Last call on this. Hello.
Real quick. Hey, Mike, I think your impressionists are the best. Your awesome voices. I think maybe you should have done the Homer Simpson voice when you're up on the stand. That might have helped your credibility.
You know something? If I'd known what the result was going to be, I would have done the whole repertoire.
No, you should have been Charlie up there.
Oh, let me tell you something, Judge.
There you go.
I hate your hair.
These callers are saying that you did the wrong thing. If you got a criminal conviction on this guy, you would have gotten what's called restitution, where the court would have ordered the man to pay you back.
So, I agree.
Just take him to small claims court and go with it that way, pal.
Okay, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, pal.
You know, I don't know. That would be my. If you're not going to get any satisfaction if you had known that up front,
right?
Just be Charlie in court yesterday.
I should have. I was actually cross-examined by a defense attorney.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Did you pay for this tanning bed? Did you receive the tanning bed? So you're saying you did receive the tanning
bed? Yes, I did.
Then why are you here in court today, sir?
I don't know. Thank you.
You know what? You probably would have won.
Yeah. I know.
You probably would have won. Sucks. That's right. Don't buy other people's junk on eBay.
Yeah, and be very, if you're going to do it, be extremely careful. I mean, we learned a lesson through this whole thing. But I'll tell you right now, the one feeling I'm getting is that you think sometimes the system's going to protect you, and the system doesn't protect you. It does.
Gee,
not.
Really?
Yes. What, you know about that?
I might have had an experience recently where, never mind. Mm-hmm. I will I'll save that for my book.
Yes, sir.
Time out. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. Don and Mike all afternoon. Washington Superstation. 106.7 WJFK.
We take the wildest CSI for last.
Head of a lion, body of a goat, tail of a dragon.
The CSI season finale. After a special CSI at 8, 7 Central, CBS Tonight.
Looking to save thousands on your next new car or van? You gotta think big, as in Arlington Mazda Big. Big rebates, big price reductions, big finance savings, big selection. How big? Arlington Mazda has one of the biggest inventories on the East Coast, including a super big selection of those hard-to-find Mazda 3s. And savings? Big rebates up to $2,500. Then Arlington Mazda more than matches it with price reductions up to $6,000. And financing? Check this out. Arlington Mazda has financing as low as 0% for a full 60 months. Need more reasons to stop by now through Sunday? Okay, you can drive home with absolutely no money down and won't make a payment until June. It just doesn't get any better than this. But only if you get here by Sunday to Arlington Mazda, Wilson Boulevard and North Fleet Road, next to the Boston Metro in Arlington. Or call us at 703-527-3000 and think big.
If you want to get a jump start on this summer, you can. And you can start right now. Because now through Memorial Day, you can get no payments and no interest for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more store-wide. Just use your Home Depot or Expo consumer credit card. You can unleash your inner gourmet with new appliances. The Home Depot will even give you free delivery by mail-in rebate on GE and Maytag purchases of $399 or more. You can learn how to buy the perfect carpet for your home by coming to our free flooring clinics at 10 a.m. every Saturday in May. If you want to seize the summer, you can. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5/31/04 at the Home Depot Expo Design Center, the floor store, and Home Depot Landscape Supply in the U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. Maximum APR 21%. Minimum finance charge $1. Free delivery valid in U.S. by mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's me, your mind. I wanted to let you know that I don't really do afternoons so much. Especially in the summer. But I guess you figured that out when I let you lock your keys in the car yesterday. Sorry. But I can make it up to you by...